This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
There we go. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Woo!
Happy St. Patrick's Day, Carson.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, BJ.
Happy St. Patty's, Spadil.
Top of the morning to you, BJ.
Woo! Top of the morning to you, too, pal.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
We are all Irish today, aren't we?
We're all Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
What are you going to drink today, Spadil?
Oh, some Bailey's. Start the morning off strong, and then I'll go on to some whiskey later in the afternoon.
You are red-blooded, well, I don't know if it's red. Green-blooded Irish,
green, man. Green today.
Green-blooded Irish, I can tell. Carson, where are you going to be drinking today, my friend?
I'm going to go down to the old shanty.
Oh, the shanty.
Yeah.
Oh,
sounds
yeah,
like a good time.
Have me some Guinness.
Yeah, you may have to give me some directions to the shanty. I don't have a bar. All I got is a little place called Q's over in my neighborhood. I'll go to the shanty with you. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Man, did we have a good time at the parade? Oh, this is BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We are live from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado, Alice 1059. On the Odyssey app, you can get us for free and get the podcast there later today, too. It's up after the show. A lot of people listen to that. On Saturday, the St. Patrick's Day Parade, man, oh, man, couldn't have gone any better.
It was a blast.
Maybe it could have gone just a little bit better, but it went great.
It was a good time.
Yeah. It was a good time. We came up a little short on some beads.
We came up a little short on
some beats. I mean, we stretched them out as much as we could because there were hundreds, thousands of people that wanted beats and had signs, and it was crazy down there.
There was a ton of amazing signs. Like, people did some work.
Yeah, so thank you, man, if you put in some time, because, you know, that says a lot when you put in that much time on these signs.
Seriously.
I mean, that is crazy. That's crazy. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Just getting started here on this Monday. It is St. Patrick's Day. Everybody, just take it easy today. Get yourself an Uber. Get yourself a Lyft. Wherever you're going to go, have a few cocktails, a little bit of Guinness. Just make sure that you do it safely today, okay?
Absolutely.
Just keep everything within, you know, just keep everything safe. That's all that matters today on your St. Patrick's Day. Look what I've got in front of me this morning. I've got the bracket.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's about that time.
Let's go.
People that don't even, you know, don't even watch basketball, you get into the bracket, don't you?
Everyone fills it out.
We'll get to that later on. It's the men's bracket for the NCAA tournament, which I think starts Thursday.
Yeah.
Isn't CSU in it?
Yep. They are. They're won in the Mountain West.
Good. CSU is going to be playing in the Big Dance.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're playing Memphis, I think. Yeah. I think it's either Thursday or Friday. I haven't looked at the schedule just yet because I just printed it, so I didn't really, you know, study it or anything. But I know the CSU is in it, so congratulations to the Rams. They're going to be rocking and maybe even beat Memphis to move on.
Do you know what their rank is?
Pardon?
Do you know what their rank is?
I don't think they're ranked.
Okay, so
they're number 12.
Play-in game? Okay, that's 12.
Yeah.
So they got a chance at winning the nation?
No, they're number 12 in their bracket.
In their bracket.
Yeah. No. They're 12th in the Mountain West. They're not ranked.
They're second in the Mountain West, I'm seeing. I was just wondering what they were ranked on the bracket, because if they were 15, then they don't really have a chance of winning.
I think they're 14, 12, something like that.
Okay. Yeah, 12, 11,
so they got
12.
A good chance of winning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, you going to go see your buddy this week, Spadell?
Bernie?
Yeah.
They actually were texting me yesterday to go see him.
Bernie Sanders is coming to town.
He is, yeah.
To do a big rally.
Yeah, he's going to be up north, and then he'll be down in Denver later in the day.
Honestly, buddy, I can't see Bernie speaking for more than 3 minutes.
He's also an older guy now. Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. I mean, it might be a quick rally.
They said AOC is going to be there, and she's, you know.
Ooh, smoke.
Yeah.
Go get you some pictures with that, buddy. Is that Friday?
Yeah.
You got to go all the way to Greeley?
Let me see here. So it says Bernie Sanders is coming to Colorado next Friday with AOC, and I'm invited on March 21st. They'll be speaking at Greeley at 1 and Denver
you gotta
at 5.
You got to go, man.
Yeah.
You're a big Bernie fan.
That's your boy.
Yeah. I mean, when he's in the neighborhood, you got to stop in for that rally.
Oh, I know. Okay? Dude, I love Bernie.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys are going to have Coca-Cola and fried chicken up there.
You may never get another chance. This is it.
Yeah.
Are there a lot of Bernie fans in Greeley?
I guess so, dude. I don't know why he's up north. That doesn't really make sense to me.
You know what? Text NATO right here. Bert Simpson text line, 303-222-5423. If you are in Greeley this morning, are you a big Bernie fan?
Yeah, it doesn't really seem like Bernie country to me.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Makes sense,
maybe they've done their homework and they know exactly where they need to go for the hotbed of Bernie Man. That's pretty wacky.
Yeah.
Dude, I'd love for you to go get a picture with Bernie.
That'd be hilarious.
That would be so funny.
That'd be so good.
Oh, man, that would be the best if you did that.
It's on Friday, right? Maybe I'll go. It's
at
5.
It's Friday, but I think it's in your work schedule for your lab.
Oh, yeah, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
They'll give you time off to go see Bernie.
Yeah, you got to go talk to your weed boss.
I'll ask him.
You got to say, dude, this is a once in a lifetime, okay? Bernie said, the reason it's once in a lifetime, he could be dead by next year.
Right.
So it's a once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
In that respect, right?
Yeah.
All right, just getting started this morning. Anybody seen Jamie or heard from Jamie?
No text.
I haven't heard from her either. Wonder what the heck's going on.
I got nothing.
I mean, it's Monday.
Got either.
We did the St. Patrick's Day parade. She went to the Sedalia parade, I think, yesterday, didn't she?
I don't know if she went.
I know that she sent us all pictures of the car.
I think she went. Yeah. I don't know how she'd get the car if she didn't go.
Nash sent him to her, I think.
Oh, he did?
Yeah,
I would imagine.
Okay, so maybe she didn't go to that parade yesterday.
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
I thought, man, that's biting off two biggies in a row, right, man? There you are. You're down at the St. Patrick's Day Parade, downtown Denver. The next day, you're in Sedalia. Woo, lordy. That's like hitting New York and L.A. in the same weekend.
Just a fan of the parades.
That's crazy. Crazy. All right, we'll take a quick break. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live and direct on a Monday morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Good morning, St. Patrick's Day. Hi, Jamie.
Well, hi. Top of the morning.
Top of the morning to you, too.
The potatoes. We got to get the potatoes. I don't know. My son can do the best Irish accent, but he always talks about potatoes. Yeah. I don't know why. The potatoes.
I can't do what?
You can't find it in your soul?
I can do Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
I can do Ozzy Osbourne.
But you can't find the potatoes.
But I can't do Irish.
You know, I have been to Ireland, and I will tell you, it is not amazing.
I never had a desire to go there.
Yeah. Really? I mean, there's a lot of swans.
Yeah.
I remember that.
There's a lot of golf courses.
I played golf there. Yeah,
they're big on golf.
There is, let's see here, there's Waterford, but then somebody told me they went out of business. And it's cold and rainy.
Yeah.
And then they break for kind of a siesta. Obviously, that's not, you know, Irish. But because there's so many alcoholics or whatever, they close down all the bars like at noon.
Yeah.
And there's no alcohol from like noon to 2.
Yeah, I think
they need to dry out.
I think that's a whole European thing, too, right?
No, it's not. No, just in Ireland.
Yeah, they do it in other countries, too.
Well, the other countries I've been to, they haven't done that ever. Yeah. I've always been able to drink 24 hours in all the other countries.
Right, right. But they have the midday siesta is all I'm saying. But, yeah, I've never been to Ireland. Never intend to go there. But today I'm Irish.
Yes,
everybody's
we're
Irish,
all Irish
today, okay?
Yep.
Now, is there a big Irish bar in your neighborhood?
No, there's not.
Nothing down there?
Nope. Mm.
Yeah, because a lot of the Irish bars get packed today, obviously. And a lot of people are going to be out there running around, having a good time.
Are they, though? I feel like they're not. I feel like that we all, I mean, maybe some are. I'm sure the Irish bars will be packed. But what I'm saying is, I feel like we already kind of did, like none of us are getting together today or anything. I feel like we already kind of
did
our thing.
It always feels like that we, you know, shot it early there.
But
it's you'd be surprised,
I agree. All the Irish bars will be packed, without a doubt. But I do feel like it was a great timing because it was so close to this weekend that I feel like we all celebrated.
Yeah, everyone blew it out.
And it makes a big difference when it's that close. Because a lot of times the parade will be 5 days away and it doesn't really feel it.
Exactly.
Some days. But with this one being 2 days, then it makes a big difference there. We have an Irish bar in my part of town, and they literally, I mean, they make so much money today. It's unbelievable how many people will be there.
Unbelievable how
open
much
now.
Money.
They're open now, right?
They should be.
They open at 6 a.m.
St. Patty's Day, let's go.
Right.
A lot of bars open at 6 a.m., which is kind of weird because you're not supposed to sell beer in Colorado until 8 a.m.
Yeah. You know this? You know this?
That's a state law. It's been that way for a long time.
I have no idea.
I didn't even know that.
I didn't either. I have no idea when they start, but BJ does.
I know. Damn right I know. I know the law, man. You kidding? Yeah, 8 a.m. So for some reason, you get a pass today, all right? So enjoy it. Do you see where the astronauts are coming home?
When do they come back?
I think Thursday. They docked yesterday. I got some audio here. I'm not sure what Spadil pulled, but I've got some audio here of, is this the astronauts? It's a new story,
right?
All right.
A 28-hour journey through space and a reunion months in the making. 254 miles above Earth, NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sunita Williams and the rest of Crew 9 hugged their relief. It comes after a picture-perfect launch Friday night from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. SpaceX Crew 10 climbing through the skies above a Falcon 9 rocket. Among those waiting for them, Butch and Sunny. The two test pilots for Boeing Starliner, whose mission aboard the ISS turned from 10 days to over 9 months.
And I cannot tell you the immense joy on of our crew when we looked out the window and we saw the space station for the first time.
And after 9 long months, Butch, Sunny, and the rest of Crew 9, one step closer to their return to Earth.
It was a wonderful day. Great to see our friends arrive. So thank you so much.
Coming home, man. Coming home.
They're like one of, I mean, those two are like two of 12 people that have ever stayed that long without gravitational force or whatever. And so I was reading about it, and the kind of thing toll it takes on their body. Not only do they have heart problems when they come back because the blood flows differently in their bodies, right? And even their spinal fluid flows differently in their bodies. They're not going to be able to walk at all. And then it says there's like all these long-term effects on their body. Hopefully they get back. They have to go to a rehab facility for like 60 days.
Wow.
To get them back. They
said
even the weight of a pencil, like even holding a pencil, they're going to be able to feel the weight of it.
As soon as they get off the spaceship, when they get back here, they have to be on a gurney. They can't do anything. But you have to realize that these guys went up there for 8 days. That's it. That's what the mission was. And so that's all they trained for. And they've been up there for 9 months.
Well, I didn't know this. This is kind of fascinating. And I want to play the more you know, with the rainbow. Da-da-ding.
Yeah.
I didn't know that a lot of our muscle mass and bone density is the reason why we grow our bone density is to fight gravity. And I had no clue about that. That was pretty interesting to me that we get our bone mass and from fighting gravity.
I had no idea.
Me either, right?
It took Sonny and Butch here to figure that out for us.
Yeah, and so because they don't have gravity on them, their bones are just...
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Pretty crazy, is it? Well, they're on their way home. Well, not yet, but they're going to be on their way home probably tomorrow morning, I think. Or maybe even
they
Wednesday
said, like,
morning.
The earliest is probably Wednesday, depending on the winds.
Man.
Did you guys see the one cosmonaut that came out with the alien mask on?
Yeah, I did.
I would have been so freaked out. He wore an alien mask, you guys, to welcome the new crew. And I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, it's like the wrong person's here. Uh-oh. I would guess that if I'm Butch and Sophie, or whatever her name is, Sonny, if I'm Butch and Sophie, I'd want to get the hell out of there. As soon as they dock, I'd get my bags, get on, and say, let's go. Let's go. Why are we waiting 3 days? We've been here long enough.
I agree with
Time to go home, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, we'll get to tabloid trash coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Again, it's Monday, St. Patrick's Day.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Be careful out there.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Will you look it up and we can come out of this with it?
I sure will. How do you spell that, by the way?
D-O-E-C-H-I-I-S.
All right. Hang on.
Okay, so it's going viral, the song Anxiety, right? And I don't know if you... Can you turn that down just a hint? I know I'm asking you too many things.
I'm doing 40 things over here.
It was two.
It's a busy day.
It was two. One and a half.
39?
Anyway, so it's
How
all
you
over.
Spell Doe G again.
D-O-E.
Like doe, like a deer?
Yeah, C-H. Okay. D-O-E-C-H-I-I-S.
That's weird.
Or not the S. There's no S. It was just in the article. It was that was only.
All right, I'm looking. It's called what?
Anxiety.
Coming up next, folks. Because we're on it. We're on it around here.
Is it on this in the system?
Yes.
It should be. Okay.
Yeah, it's in here.
All right, so anyway, that song has gone, you'll hear it after Tablet Trash, it has gone absolutely viral. But the coolest part of it becoming viral is that Will and Ashley... You guys remember who Will and Ashley are from Fresh Prince of Bel Air?
Sure
well,
do.
Anyway, they did their old dance that they one time did on Fresh Prince of Bel Air. So Will Smith and I forgot who played Ashley. Actually, it says Titania Ali. I don't know. Anyway, she was Ashley, and so they are dancing in this house, right, to the Anxiety song, and then all of a sudden Doechii, she comes in. And it's gone viral. I mean,
really?
Millions and millions of views.
I saw it, but I didn't understand it.
That's okay. It is because they were the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I saw it trending over the weekend,
yeah,
but I'm
was.
Like, I'm not even sure I know what this is.
Yeah, so it's really cool. It's Will, and Will is doing the exact same moves that he did in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. They actually cut the screenshot, and when he was, you know, just a wee one, if you will, and then they put it up against him now, and he remembers all the same moves.
Wow.
It's pretty funny. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So we'll play that for you next, but just so you guys are all in the know of what's going on there.
Yeah, you're hip now.
Yeah, you're hip and cool.
Yeah.
Somehow, you guys, in my algorithm, because I love Drive to Survive, it's on Netflix. And it's about F1. And our very own Lewis Hamilton has a stake in the Denver Broncos, right? So he's one of the owners. So I like to bring him up because he is one of our owners. So we got to respect it.
You like it because he's hot.
He is hot.
There you go.
He is really, really hot. But did you see like one of the his teammate who just joined the team with him screwed up the start. And then Lewis Hamilton's daddy hugged him because he was real sad. Not Lewis. He hugged his teammate. How nice is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gave him big hugs.
They both had a rough go.
They did have
not a good start.
No, it's not looking good. It's not looking good, friends. And that's Ferrari, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on there. They joined Ferrari. He was Mercedes for his entire career, basically. And he went to Ferrari. He's
traitor.
Wearing red.
He's a traitor.
Anyway, but what I was going to bring up is because I'm in the algorithm of all these drivers now. I just get all this information. Did you know, they asked Lewis, like, hey, what do you spend all your money on? Because, you know, he's worth millions and millions. He's addicted to sunglasses.
I could totally see that.
Yeah, right?
Without a doubt. I mean, because every time they show his, like, race day fit and he's walking in, I swear, every time I see a picture, it's a different pair of sunglasses.
Well,
I'm like,
how
do you even know?
You're not wrong. You know what he said? He said he has thousands and thousands of sunglasses.
That's crazy.
Thousands! I probably have 20 pair. But thousands?
Yeah.
How do you even know what you're going to wear?
Yeah, I have like two. I don't even know how you pick those out.
I know. But the amount I've lost, oh, now that equals some. I remember one time I bought this really, really cool pair. I love them. And I looked over the boat. Bloop.
Yeah.
And I jumped in after them to try, because they were like a couple $100, right? Couldn't find them.
Oh.
Yeah. I think that me jumping in, like a whale, probably just pushed them down further.
I think people lose more sunglasses than any item there is on the planet.
I agree with that.
I swear.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. Hey, exciting news. Spadil got me some killer audio about Gene Simmons.
Spadil, you don't have audio loaded today. Isle of the Misfit Toys. You want to hear that?
Oh, I love that.
You know, Gene's going to join me here for the weather. Gene has a little bit of weather experience. So, Gene, you show us everything you've got when it comes to doing the weather here.
Oh, and, baby, that's quite a lot.
Okay.
You look much better in real life than you do on TV.
Oh, you look great in both.
I know that.
Okay.
That's the best compliment you can get, though.
So, Gene, you're standing right in front of L.A.
Right.
There's probably some rain. Kind of a rain. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. What do you think?
The analysis, which is a big word like gymnasium. See, if you look there, that's Las Vegas. Don't pay attention there, because we're over here, Los Angeles, right? And Bakersfield, pretty good, but I don't see any numbers, so I can't call out temperatures.
Well, see, here, we can get to that in a second.
All right.
My God.
He's not as good as BJ at giving out the weather. I'll say that.
No, he is not.
Yeah,
no. Yeah, that is true.
I'm solid, man.
Yeah,
you put me
are.
With Dave Frazier. What a team.
Yeah, that's way better. It's way better than him.
Hey,
yeah.
Because I wasn't here on Friday because my son stubbed his toe and I had to be on the phone with him the whole time. That's what somebody said. He stubbed his toe and he's 32 years old.
Yeah.
32. And I had to baby him. Anyway, because of that, I wasn't here on Friday. Did you guys talk about the CNN issue with P. Diddy?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that insane?
Well, we talked about it on Friday, and we said that, or I said that, you know, they're reaching for anything they can. Mm-hmm. They're reaching for anything they can.
No, that's not the point. That's not the point.
What?
The point is, because this is absolutely ridiculous, CNN did this. So CNN had the one and only tape from the hotel. The one and only. Well, for your viewing pleasure, they edited the one and only tape that they had.
Right.
And they made it small, you know, into a little bitty file. So then what did they do, like morons, with the original tape? They discarded it and they trashed it. So now it cannot be used in a court of law because it's edited.
Right.
And so the original tape that they had, they threw in the trash.
Right.
That is absolutely, like, what were they thinking? Anybody knows, if you have the only copy, you keep it intact. I mean, that is insane. They just ruined that whole portion of
it.
That is kind of crazy.
But what was aired, what we all saw, is what we saw. Okay? And
that
the girlfriends come out. Well, the girlfriend's come out and said, hey, it's going to matter because you can't find a jury anywhere that's not seen this. So it's going to matter, I think.
It's
but
not.
They are reaching for everything they can, and I don't blame them. They're trying to get him out of jail.
But the thing, I mean, but that's not even... the whole point is, what is CNN doing? Right? Like, you have one job.
Yeah.
To protect this piece of evidence that you have, that you were given with, and to protect it and keep it. And then you're like, oh, we got to put it down to 30 seconds because, you know, we got to get into commercial break and stuff. So, well, let's just edit down 30 seconds where people want to see the good stuff, you know, and we'll just throw away that other stuff. So now they can't use it in the court of law.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes zero sense.
But you got to figure, the hotel probably still has it.
No, they're the ones that gave it to CNN.
Yeah, but you would think they have it on their hard drive.
They don't.
It's a computer. It's not like they shot video and gave them a video. It's on a hard drive.
They don't have it. That's what Harvey said.
Yeah, I'm just saying that makes no sense.
Levin said that it was the security tape, but it was the one and only security tape they had of the hallways, and they gave it to CNN.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the shocking part of it.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
But who's surprised with CNN doing that?
I am.
Nothing surprises me with them.
Oh, crazy. So crazy.
Especially being a network of journalists. Like,
right, like you know, like you were given this. Bastard. All right, well, anyway. Let's see here. What else do I want to tell you? Oh, you know how I wanted to watch White Lotus? Well, they say that everybody is disgusted because now, I guess there was a scene on White Lotus. I haven't even started it yet, but everybody says it's really, really good, and I haven't started it. But I guess there's these two brothers on the show. Maybe, spoiler alert. And there are two brothers on the show, and they mac out.
Ooh.
No, ew.
Ooh.
They're brothers.
I said, ooh.
Oh, I thought you said, ooh. No. Ooh, like, ooh.
No. Ooh. Like, ooh.
Yeah, that's a whole lot. Like we mentioned earlier, Elon Musk's SpaceX crew docks at the International Space Station to bring home the stranded astronauts after 9 months. That was pretty cool. Now, here's my question for all you people that are physicists and stuff. Is it harder to go up than it is to come down? Because I'd like to know that. You know?
I think it is.
You think?
I don't know.
I feel
I'm not
like
a
you
physicist.
Know everything today.
No, I'm not a physicist. I'm just saying that but I think it would be harder to go up with the thrust of getting off Earth than to falling back into our gravity.
I think it'd be harder to come down because you got all the friction. You're like heating up a lot from like coming into the atmosphere and all that stuff. There's a lot to manage.
And you got the gravity
wise.
Pulling you back down.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's why I was asking for actual people that knew.
Yeah.
Not you three yahoos. And then I have some questions for Amazon drivers. I want to pull the audio from the Amazon driver that supposedly went viral because I don't know if we've been suckered into thinking it's real or not. There's a thing that's going viral, and it's this Amazon driver, and she's putting boxes on the front of a house. The first time, she just shoves them all over. The second time she comes up, she talks in the Ring camera, and she tells the owner, you are lazy. You need to go to Walmart and pick up this stuff. I'm sick of delivering to your house. All this stuff. And I don't know if it's fake or not, but here was my question to you Amazon drivers. Do you see, like, what we get? I mean, because I don't know why she was calling her lazy. I mean, you have to deliver packages anyway. But is she seeing, like, Palmolive Company? And it's, you know, she's buying dishwashing detergent and all that stuff.
Yeah, I've always wondered that too. If they actually get like a list of what's in the box.
What's in the box, or like, does it say Bic pen and it's, you know, one big box for one pen?
It's got to piss you off.
Yeah, right?
If you're a driver and you know, I don't think they know what's in the box. I mean, you could read the outside labels, obviously.
Yeah.
But I don't think they know what's in the box, because if they did, man, they got to be upset.
Well, that's why I was wondering why she would be so upset, because she called her lazy. And I'm like, well, why do you have the knowledge that she's lazy? Do you see a list or something on your, you know, little printout?
Grandpa Gus just got a big box with hash browns in it.
I know.
Hash browns. Go to the store, get you some hash browns.
Right? That's so funny. But Shmadil, if you can grab that audio at some point, but it's got to...
Yeah, there's a lot of F words in it.
Oh, there's so many F words.
There's a lot of F words.
Yeah. But do you think it's real or we've been duped?
Looking at it, I think that it's real.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too.
It looks real because of the way she handles the boxes.
Yeah. And they tag
Amazon
first
throws
in
them over.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that tells me.
Yeah.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tableau Trash.
All right, here's your song. Dochi. Okay. Is it Dochi?
Yeah.
Dochi,
and it's called Anxiety.
All right, here we go.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.